Your safety should be your top priority. I'm Darian, and I'm here to give you a few helpful tips designed to help you protect your family, your valuables, and even yourself.
My name, McGruff the Crime Dog. Sounds like another concerned citizen.
McGruff, I'm very concerned.
Aha.
Someone took out a loan in my name. They're pretending to be me.
It's called identity theft. But you can protect yourself. Safeguard your personal information, even around the house, because half of identity theft occurs by someone you think you know. Learn more from the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org and take a bite out of crime.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
What if you were wearing something sexy? What if you were drinking? What if you made the first move? No matter what, sexual assault is never your fault. Support is available 24/7 through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, reminding you it's never your fault.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
As you prepare to travel for spring break, always keep safety in mind. Here are some things to arrange before you go. As much as possible, plan to stay in larger hotels that have more elaborate security. Safety experts recommend booking a room from the 2nd to 7th floor, above ground level, high enough to deter easy entry from outside, but low enough for fire equipment to reach. When there is a choice of airport or airline, ask your travel agent about comparative safety records. Have your affairs in order at home. If you leave a current will, insurance documents, and power of attorney with your family or a friend, you can feel secure about traveling, and it will be prepared for any emergency that may arise while you're away. If you have minor children, consider making guardianship arrangements for them. With your daily safety tips, I'm Darian.